This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday in Cross Hope, I ended with part of a story about Annie and I meeting a woman from India who told us both that she has seen the face of Jesus in her Hindu prayer time twice in recent weeks, a vision of Jesus in her mind's eye, so to speak. We speculated about that. Is it possible the Lord was revealing himself to her? Let's talk about it. You see, I could have all these intellectual discussions with this woman from India, and I could reason with her, and I could use my brilliant logic to convince her she needs to come to Christ. What's more important than Jesus revealing himself to her? Isn't that true? I believe that. And so I'm praying for her. And I have a whole new awareness as Annie and I have conversation with her at the store. Here's a woman who says twice in recent weeks, I've had a vision of Jesus in front of me. Or seen his face. And she was excited about it. She was actually excited about that, even though raised in a Hindu background. The Lord reveals himself to people through his word. The Lord reveals himself to people through people like you and me. Did you know that? That the Lord can use you to reveal himself to a friend, a neighbor, or a relative, one of your children? It's a sobering responsibility when we know that. I want to talk to you about this passage in a personal way. You may be good at reading the stock market. You may be good at reading the weather. You may be good at reading people and situations. Some people are excellent. They have social intelligence, emotional intelligence. They can read situations and they can read things politically. But what does that matter if you don't have a right relationship with the God who made you through his Son, Jesus Christ? Somebody asked me one time, what's the most important thing you preach about? And I thought that was an interesting question. And then it dawned on me, it all boils down, everything that I say, everything Mike says, everything we teach and preach boils down to one thing, who Jesus is. That's all that matters. Either he is who he claimed to be or he's not. Either he is the answer to your problems, or he's not. Either is the hope for the world and hope for the future, or he's not. And the most important thing I do is to call people to make a decision about who Jesus is. So everything I do is decide that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. Because if he is, I not only have hope for next week, I have hope for all eternity. And so do you. This is a passage I have to confess to you I've never preached from before. Never. I've never preached it. I want to read it to you again. Verse 54, he said to the crowd, Jesus did, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain. And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot. And it is. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled to him on the way, or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. He's talking about eternity without Christ. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about hell. We live in a culture that what doesn't mind talking about heaven in an ethereal way, but don't talk about hell. You know why people don't want to hear about hell? They don't want to hear about accountability. They don't want to hear that I'm going to stand before a holy God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.